Well, the Orioles are about to come back from the All-Star break, but the hour is upon us for training camp 2014 for the Baltimore Ravens, believe it or not. And some of you may not believe it, and I might be in that camp, and I think our guest right now, Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com, might be in that camp. J-Mo, can you believe we're already here?
It seems like just a few days ago they were just finishing up their final mini camp, and we were talking about how they had this break, and it's already upon us. And it's a very quick turnaround for these players, and I think that's why some of the veteran players, they don't come to the voluntary camps unless, you know, it, like the offensive players to learn the new system, they feel like that way. But some of the key defensive players like Kolodi Nata, Terrell Suggs, they take off those voluntary camps because they know how short their offseason really has become.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I can't believe this is already the time we're going to be going out to Owings Mills for training camp. It is a little earlier this year, though.
It is. It is. And, you know, for these guys, like I said, defensive players, they know this system. For the offensive players, the first few days are going to be very important to kind of refresh themselves for everything they've learned before, because it starts to be a quick turnaround when you get that preseason opener against the 49ers, where you really do test yourselves. And then they have those 4 days afterward with the head-to-head scrimmage in those training camp practices with the 49ers, which I think will pay big dividends along the way, because training camp, you just get so tired of playing and facing your own teammate that I think this really does help kind of break that monotony.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com is with us here on WBAL. Jameson, I do want to get to this really cool blog that actually I played along with other members of the local media, played a very small part in as far as the most talented Ravens players. You came out with a top 20 list, and you have number one coming out tomorrow. So I do want to get to that. But first, speaking about training camp, tell me the two or three biggest storylines heading in.
I think one of the biggest has to be they have to figure out who is going to be kind of their safety net for Ray Rice, because we're still waiting to hear what kind of discipline Ray Rice is going to get. And I even though they haven't announced yet, I think it's pretty valid to assume that there's going to be some kind of suspension involved. So they need to know heading into training camp and through the first couple of weeks of training camp who that secondary option is going to be when Ray Rice isn't going to be. Are they going to do more running back by committee, or is Bernard Pierce going to be that guy if it's going to be 2, 3, 4 games without Ray Rice? So I think that's going to be a main storyline throughout training camp. The secondary one, I think, is going to be right tackle. I think that's going to be the biggest position, the question mark of any position they have right now among their starters. And Rick Wagner is penciled in, and he's looked good in minicamp, but it's a non-contact minicamp. When training camp, the pads come on, they have contact. That's where you really find out whether these offensive and defensive linemen can play in this league.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com is with us here on BAL. Any chance of a move here in the next few weeks, Jameson?
I don't think so. I think right now they're in stand pat mode. The latest moves they made towards the end of minicamp was signing a couple of veteran cornerbacks, Aaron Ross and Dominique Franks. That kind of added experience to a very, very young secondary. But I think right now they're going to go through the first couple of weeks and see if these young guys can play and whether they can kind of hold their own. But the Ravens have their history shows that if they're not comfortable with the guys that are playing right now, they'll make a move, whether it's in the middle of training camp or even right before the regular season, week of the regular season, they'll make a move. I remember just a few years ago when Torrey Smith was a rookie receiver, and he had some growing pains early. And the Ravens, Ozzie Newsome, made a decision to trade for Lee Evans because they thought they needed some added insurance at the wide receiver position. That was only a week and a half into training camp. So I think first week, they're going to stand pat, but if they're uneasy about any other position, that's when Ozzie Newsome and John Harbaugh talk about who's available and whether it's doable to bring somebody in.
And as far as the Ray Rice suspension, and you touched on it, is there any idea when this will actually be announced by the National Football League?
The Ravens were hoping that it would be before training camp because, let's just say, worst-case scenario, I think, is six games. I think that's going to be, that would be the maximum because he's a first-time offender that they would suspend him. But that, I mean, that's more than a quarter of the season. I think that really determines, okay, how they do their rotation in training camp. I don't think Ray Rice gets that many touches, especially later in training camp, because they have to make sure the guys that are going to be touching that ball early on, Bernard Pierce, Lorenzo Taliaferro, Justin Forsett, that they're ready early on. So I think they have to have some kind of idea of how long he's going to be suspended going into training camp, because that, you know, that causes such of how they're going to go forward as far as their game plan goes. And I honestly, Brett, I'm surprised they haven't made a decision right now. I think they've kind of done a disservice to the Ravens by not doing it earlier than now.
I just can't believe how long it's taking. I just cannot believe that.
Yeah, and I've talked to some people, and some people believe that they don't want to move swiftly with Ray Rice when they haven't made a determination with, you know, Jim Irsay, because they have to be very careful. They don't want to seem like they're going with quickly with the punishments of a player and not with an owner, because then it looks like they're one-sided. But for that, I'm thinking, well, why haven't they moved this quickly with Jim
Right.
Irsay? I mean, they know the legal process that's involved in both cases. Why haven't they moved quicker with this? And I honestly don't know. I'm kind of scratching my head on this.
Well, going to your blog, which has been daily now for a couple of weeks, really, about the countdown of the best Ravens. Today was number two, Marshall Yanda, and I took place in the vote as well. But right now, there's only one obvious name missing from the top of this list. I have a pretty good idea who's going to be number one.
I know. It kind of ends the drama of who's number one. But honestly, when Joe Flacco's not named on the top, you know, the first 19, you kind of can make an educated guess of who's going to be number one. And it's interesting how the vote went down, because Marshall Yanda had the most first-place votes. He had six first-place votes. Of the 18 media members, he had six first-place votes. Joe Flacco only had four first-place votes, but what happened was nobody ranked Joe Flacco out of the top 10. So he got a lot of points from, you know, all the media members. There were a few media members who ranked Marshall Yanda outside the top 10, so that kind of pulled his point down a little bit. So it was very close, but, you know, 1, 2, 3, you had Joe Flacco, Marshall Yanda, Terrell Suggs, and his number four was Haloti Ngata. But really, the top two with Flacco and Yanda, very, very close, but Joe Flacco was voted as the number one, or as the best player, by 18 local media members.
Very interesting. Yanda goes two, as you mentioned, Suggs three, Ngata four, and then rounding out the top five, Jimmy Smith.
Who was, I think, would probably be the biggest surprise. I think, you know, honestly, before this thing started, I think most people, if you said, okay, who would be the top four, I think you could probably make a pretty good guess of who those four would be. I'm not sure if many people would put Jimmy Smith at number five. I think he is the best cornerback. There was a lot of flip-flop between members on between him and Lardarius Webb. I think Jimmy Smith has a bigger upside right now. But, yeah, Jimmy Smith comes in number five.
Check it out at ESPN.com and the Ravens page there to see this ranking of the best Ravens right now, the top 20, with number one to be revealed tomorrow. Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. Jameson, enjoy the remaining hours on your vacation.
I certainly will. Thank you, Brett.
That's Jameson Hensley. We'll come back with more next here on WBAO.